could have been home. But you're still alive. And God is still making a way out of no way. That's how he does. He just makes a way out of no way. Or do I have anyone who can testify, Reverend? He made a way for me. Looked like there was no other way. And God came and made another way. And all I can say, he just a way. A way maker. He made a way for me. Thank you, Master, for his way making ability. Coming to the Christmas season.
Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna run this text through the next 3 weeks. We're gonna just try to end it on today. We started it last week. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Acts the 8th chapter. I think we dealt with just the first 2 verses, possibly, I think. But we may cruise a little further and get it out the way for us. We understand that we set this season of time for the birth of Christ. And we don't really care when he was born. We're just glad he was. So we just take this month out to celebrate the birth of Christ. So you don't have to be technically correct when he was born. All you just have to know that he was born. All you have to know that the Lord brought him into the world. And that he died. And the Father raised him from the dead. That's salvation right there. But if you have your Bibles, let's go to the second verse, and we might go all the way to the 8th verse because this is our key verse. And about me and carry Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering to every house, and what? Hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Our key verse again. And there was great joy in the city. Let's go back to the text on last week. There's joy in the city. Joy in the city. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you're going through, but there's joy this month in the city. Well, Reverend, I'm catching hell, but I still have joy. Things may not look right for me, but I still have. Things may be stacked up against me, but I still have joy. Don't know if I have a job on tomorrow, but I still, as of this day, have joy. Now, I kind of gave you a definition of what joy was last week. Anybody in the house remember? Joy. Jesus over you. Do I have anybody in the house have joy now?
Yeah.
Who have elected to have Jesus over you? And when you can place Jesus over you, then you have nothing but joy leading you, protecting you, guiding you, providing for you, being a shelter in a storm over you and feet. When you have J-O-Y,
yeah.
Jesus over you.
Yeah.
So when you look at joy again, I want you to look at it in a whole different light.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've got real joy.
It's just over.
Over.
Over you.
Yeah.
Here, joy in the city, our cities, are stretched to the limits with unnecessary killing that doesn't make any sense at all, even in our community. Gun violence have stretched the city. But this is nothing new. Where the city has been stretched to its ultimate. This is nothing new. Even in our text, we find that Jerusalem was stretched to its limit.
Amen.
Somebody in the house got to know that prayer changed conditions. Somebody in the house got to know that prayer will turn situations around. Someone got to know that prayer will fix something.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if you believe in prayer, but have you really tried?
Yes.
When you really couldn't do nothing else, but you just called on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And you found out that he was a prayer-hearing God.
Yes.
And that he could come at any given time and show up in your behalf. Then he can turn the time back and then make you think that I should have been. He was here all the time. Joy in the city. Oh, last week we left off talking about how when Saul was persecuting the church and how they scattered in that first verse, how they scattered abroad and throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, they scattered. When I thought about scattering, I had to start with me.
Yeah.
From Opelousas to Alexandria. Scattered. Then I thought about some of you in Alexandria, in different places, in the city. And we have scattered and have come together. Oh, come go with me here. We've scattered from different parts of the city. And now we have come together. And there are circumstances that has caused some of us to scatter. In this case, Saul was persecuting the church and they had to leave, but he didn't kill the word. help the word.
Amen.
But let me put a point here. At that time in history, the enemies were outside of the church. Now, they are blessing blockers in the church. Some blessing blockers in the church. So our problem are not with those outside the church. Our problems with those inside the church. My grandmama said they throw rocks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then sit down and act like they didn't know where the rock came from. And then they got nerve enough to say, I wonder who did. You know who did. I wasn't a child, that was just wrong. And you are the main one. I ain't got no help in the house. You're the main one that toss the rock and hit your neighbor. Well, let me go back another way and say that all of us enemies are helpful. They are not just harmful, but they are helpful. Enemies will allow you to find a new strength. A strength that you had, but you didn't know you had. And then enemies will get you to talking to God a little more than you did on last year. I'm gonna come go with me here. Enemies will get you closer to Christ than you've ever been in your life. Enemies, y'all. Enemies are not all that bad. I understand it's hurtful for folk that you worship with to find out that they talk about you. I understand it's hurtful, but it's also helpful in the midst of your you see, people who betray you, they are just part of the plan. People who betray you, they are just part of the plan. You see, Jesus would not have gotten to the cross if it wasn't for the enemy. I wish I had some help.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.